Nathan. Great to see you up here in the great metropolis cities, Gunnedah, and up here for business, but also pleasure as part of the sportsman's lunch for the Darricon Gunnedah Red Devils.
Yeah, exciting times. I love coming to these communities where you've got a tight-knit bunch of people that really centralise their enjoyment on the weekends around rugby. I love the country rugby. It's fantastic, so it's good to be here.
Yeah, well, you've got some roots, of course, being born in Wagga Wagga and brought up there, and of course moving up to the Gold Coast as well. Some interesting times in that part of the world. Of course, we've got the Queensland countryside and the new Bill Cole Cup, but what you read on the Gold Coast, they've had some fun with various financial issues, but still it's a massive area, and we've got a test match against the Los Pumas, you know, on the 13th of September there at on the Gold Coast Stadium.
Yeah, look, it's good that the game's going around Australia. You know, there's a game in Perth against South Africa, a game in Gold Coast, you know, and I think there's probably scope down the track to get some more test matches in a few more of the areas like the Gold Coast, you know, even you know, Central New South Wales would be great to see that happen as well. So real scope for that, and I think that, you know, the way that rugby is in Australia, aside from last weekend's game, which was disappointing, you know, there's plenty of optimism about where the game's going, particularly with the introduction of the NRC.
Yeah. Now, you first kicks things off with the Queensland Reds in your career, then you move over to the Western Force, and all part of that is your new business. Tell us a little bit about that, and part of that is coming up here to Northern New South Wales.
Yeah, it's great just to look into some new areas. We started a labour hire company about 4 years ago with a close friend of mine whose family company runs a really large amount of mobile plant. So we test and assess all our operators on that before we place them anywhere. So it's a bit of quality assurance to a lot of our partners that we're providing the right type of operators, maintenance staff, trades and labour.
Yeah, and what you read in places like Western Australia and Queensland where you're mainly based, and is there a perception out there that the mining's sort of falling apart at the seams? Because certainly places in the Hunter Valley, they're doing a little bit tough at the moment with closures of Ravensworth and the like.
Well, you know, I listen to a lot of people that have been in industry for a lot longer than I have been, and it seems to be part of a cycle. This cycle period at the moment, you know, obviously a little bit worse perhaps because the boom was so great. So, you know, I think people are riding it out. They're looking at ways of reducing costs, which is what we're trying to help them do. And look, I love it. I love the industry. I love the people in it and the way they go about their business. So that's what attracted me to it in the first place. And coming down to a region like this, it's just nice to meet people. And, you know, we've got a really good product. And if people need a hand, we're happy to have a chat to them. But, you know, certainly not here putting a hard sell on anyone. That's not my style.
And tell us a little bit about your time at the Western Force. It's an interesting province that now really got its act together under Matty Hodgson and Michael Foley. And again, will we see the days where hopefully the state government get their act together and we see an Amy Stadium style sort of stadium over there in Perth so we can get those corporate facilities and also the punters back to the games? Because, you know, the whole force and all the fans over there, they're absolutely monstrous, love the game, but certainly need a better facility than what Perth Oval is at the moment.
Yeah, look, it's an issue for WA going forward, but I think sport in general, you know, there's a big trend in America, in the Northern Hemisphere, for smaller stadiums because TV rights are so good. You know, Fox Sports and the like are so good at getting right in amongst the game. They generally don't. People are starting to vote with their feet, so you can get a pretty good view at home. So the smaller stadiums, better atmosphere, I think that's going to be the way forward. I think what Michael Foley's done with the Force this year, Matty Hodgson, he's just been a great, I guess, remedy for what the Force needed, a really strong father figure there for the guys that were probably a little bit lost after, you know, a lot of years of hard seasons and coaches dropping in and out. You know, he's picked up the slack and they've all rallied him around him, and I think you've seen a team there that are really maximising every inch of potential that they can.